Australia is reviewing its gun laws as the country faces a rising death toll in yesterday's terror attack at Bondi Beach.
16 people are dead, including the suspected or one suspected gunman. Authorities say a father and son carried out the rampage, the worst mass shooting since the Port Arthur incident 3 decades ago, where 35 people died.
But the site of the shooting at Bondi Beach remains an active crime scene. The police said the gunmen were targeting a celebration of Jewish festival. More than 40 people are injured from the ages of 10 to 87. 2 improvised bombs were removed from the site.
Police say the shooting duo was a 50-year-old father who died and his 24-year-old son who is in hospital under police guard. This drone footage showing one of them during the attack on a bridge overlooking Bondi Beach. Police say they had little knowledge of the suspects and had no indication the two were planning an assault. But they now know that the father owned 6 firearms and had a gun license for a decade, prompting reporters to ask if gun laws needed reform.
There's a massive role for the government, New South Wales Police and regular citizens to play here to ensure that we keep our community safe, and I won't hesitate to move legislation if it's required.
Well, we will look at whatever is necessary, whatever comes out of this investigation. If there is any action required in terms of legislative response, we will certainly have it.
This morning, Mr. Albanese placed flowers near the site of the attack. Across Australia, flags are flying at half-mast to honour the victims. In the meantime, police are continuing their investigations, with America's FBI saying they're providing assistance. Authorities raided 2 homes. Now, one neighbour described the suspects.
We notice them. They come and go every day here. And they never say hello or anything. They just no more. We thought they are normal people. Yeah, we were so shocked to notice that one of the guy who shoot people, they live in here.
A rabbi is among the dead. His colleagues are vowing to stand strong.
As a Jewish people, we will not be silenced. As a Jewish people, our light will not be dimmed. And the holiday of Hanukkah will remind us and the world that a little bit of light dispels a lot of darkness. And what we need to do is add in our light.
For the very latest, let's bring in Katie Silva, who's in Sydney live. Katie, thank you very much for joining us. So some confusion overnight, understandably, but I believe the authorities have given a number of updates at this point. So what sort of details do we have on how the attack unfolded?
Well, as you mentioned there, what has emerged overnight is the fact that it was a father and son duo. That was certainly not known to us over last night. We had at one point as well heard from police that there could have been 3 people involved. Now they have reduced that to 2. In terms of how it unfolded, as you saw there, they chose that specific bridge. It's a footbridge that many people goes over a pedestrian path, many people passing under it. Bondi Beach at that time of an evening, it was 6:45 p.m. local time. On a Sunday in the middle of summer, lots of people out, lots of restaurants, lots of bars, lots of tourists, and indeed that event for 1,000 Jewish people gathered there for the event Hanukkah by the Sea. So in terms of how it unfolded, we understand they of course, got onto that bridge. They took aim at the event and indeed at just random strangers passing by. We know then that one of the father actually came down from the bridge. And at that point, pretty amazing footage, actually, of a bystander who jumped on him, managed to get the gun off him and actually pulled it on the man, on the attacker himself, making him run away. So that was a pretty amazing scene. He then actually got back onto the bridge and continued to shoot until police ended the fire.
Katie, I'm sure people are worried about the immediate safety situation. What's the security situation like right now? And what sort of guidance are police giving the public at this hour?
Well, the scene remains a crime scene. It's cordoned off. You heard as well there, of course, about the 2 bombs that were found. So there has been extensive searching and of the space, and police are continuing to do so. There, of course, have been multiple units, police, ambulance. Everybody has been asked to stay vigilant. The ASIO, which is the head of the security services here in Australia, they are also encouraging people just to be aware and to be vigilant. They haven't yet escalated their threat level when it comes to terrorism, although there have been fears when it comes to things like copycat attacks. And what this means, what this event means in terms of the incendiary nature, there has already been tensions when it comes to anti-Semitism in Australia in recent months. A report found, for example, that there was issues when it came to anti-Semitism. So there are certainly, everybody is, it was something of a bated breath. People are very nervous and people are very devastated.
Katie, have the authorities indicated whether this is an isolated attack? And also, I guess, you know, what steps are being taken to prevent future incidents? You know, are they saying continue with life as per normal? What exactly is the advice being given?
So at the moment, it very much does seem to be isolated. Police have said there's no evidence that they're working with other people. Of course, as we heard there, the father had pledged his allegiance to ISIS about 6 years ago. We understand as well, some local media is reporting that an ISIS flag was found in his car. Whether or not there are these links, that isn't yet clear. The investigation continues. We heard about the fact that they were doing raids in two different premises of the father and son. These premises, these homes, it must be said, are a good hour or so away from Bondi. So clearly the event was targeted. But in terms of going forward, I think it's basically people being vigilant. But Australia, you know, for touchwood, better or worse, good luck, so far hasn't had a history of many significant terrorist attacks. The last was the Limp Cafe siege in Martin Place in Sydney back in 2013, 2014. So it has been a long time since we have seen something like this. But without a doubt, today and in the coming days, authorities saying be very vigilant, be very careful.
Yeah, and Katie, the attack also raising concerns about anti-Semitism in Australia. How are officials addressing those fears and reassuring the community?
Yeah, so a report earlier this year found that, that there was anti-Semitism in Australia, that many Jewish people felt that many felt unsafe. Of course, all of this stemming from the war in Palestine and the way that's translated here in Australia. There have been mass protests in support of Palestine. You might remember seeing footage of the Sydney's Harbour Bridge closed as tens of thousands marched across it. So it has certainly been something that has become part of the public discourse here. We have heard from the opposition leader, Susan Ley, who has accused the Albanese government of not doing enough to try and alleviate some of these issues. Benjamin Netanyahu has also made similar criticisms. Whether or not this is definitely something that, as part of the inquiry, they're going to be looking into. And we have heard both the state leader, Chris Mims, as well as Anthony Albanese pledging allegiance to stamping out anti-Semitism and to supporting the Jewish community.
Katie, 16 dead and dozens more, I should say, in hospital. So can you tell us what kind of support is being given to victims and also families?
Yeah, so we understand about 40 or so, 42 potentially are hospitalised. Five at last count, according to officials, were in critical condition, including the second gunman. We understand he also is in critical condition. In terms of support, we heard, for example, overnight that one of the hospitals was described as feeling like it was a war zone, one of the hospitals near to Bondi, as people kept coming in, family members devastated. We're also understanding as well more information emerging about some of those that have passed away. You mentioned the 10-year-old girl. We also understand as well a rabbi originally from the UK is among those who has passed. In terms of support, I think it will just be, you know, Australia has a very good public health system, so there will be very good extensive hospitalizations and care given to the people, including, of course, that that bystander that managed to take the gun away. As I mentioned, he was shot, he was injured, and we understand he's had treatment and is being cared for in hospital as well.